Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
12:20 on the dot with Gresh and Keefe here on this Friday afternoon. Patrice Bergeron is coming back to the Boston Bruins, according to the Gent. Who joins us now on the Harbor One hotline at Joey Mac Hockey on Twitter? He works for the Worcester Telegram Gazette. You might find him in Polar Park a bunch, but he is Mr. Hockey Joe McDonald here with Gresh and Keefe. Joey Mac, how are you, friend? Great job on this little nugget here.
Thanks, guys. Doing well. How about yourself?
We're good. Now we're just trying to figure out what in the world does all of this mean. Joe, it's only a one-year deal for Patrice Bergeron, and that maybe isn't really surprising. However, if he does sign this one-year deal, what does that kind of mean for the future of the Bruins? And does it complicate it because he's on the roster? You're trying to take another kick at the can. How do you sort of read if Bergeron does end up with just a one-year contract?
Well, I think it's a good move, Gresh, only because, look, you're still getting one of the best centermen in the NHL, even though he's 36 years old. And yes, he's banged up, and we all know he had off-season surgery on his elbow, and there's a lot of hard minutes on that body. But given the fact that he still had a fantastic season last year, despite all of that, and he is still one of the most respected leaders in the league, and you're going to have him for, you know, possibly at least one more year, that's huge for the Bruins. And you know, even Cam Neely said it, Don Sweeney said it about, you know, this rebuild process. But maybe this kind of puts it on, you know, it doesn't stall that process right now. But depending on the new coach and depending on who else they bring in or roster changes that they make, you know, it's still, this team has the potential to be a playoff team. And once it gets to the playoffs, you never know what can happen. And if they're able to do that, which I think they have the ability to do, then you have Patrice Bergeron. And we saw it with Zdeno Chara when he was on those one-year contracts for a few seasons. And not only did it help the Bruins on the back end, but it also helped in the room. And so I think this is a good move for both the Bruins and Patrice Bergeron. And I just think it's funny, Gresh, that some Bruins fans are, you know, on Twitter, they're like, oh, they, you know, there goes the start of the rebuild. You know, we have to wait another year. Like, what? Like, you got Patrice Bergeron coming back. Like, let's you know, halt all that and just enjoy the fact that, you know, he's going to be back on the ice with the Bruins and you know, fans get to see him at least for one more season. So I think it's a good thing for both sides.
I'm definitely glad Bergeron's back. However, I guess I sort of understand where, you know, some of those fans are coming from, only in the sense that it seems like everybody is back. Like, everybody is under contract anyway from a team that lost in the first round. So how flexible can they be, or how likely do you think it'll be for them to make some moves? And it looks like it's probably going to have to be trades more than anything else.
Well, if you look at what this team accomplished, though, I mean, they took one of the best teams in the league to seven games, and afterwards we find out of all the injuries that they dealt with. So if you have a healthy Marchand, a healthy McAvoy, a healthy Bergeron, you know, Grizzlick, go down the line, I mean, maybe the outcome in the first round is different, and maybe, you know, all of these changes that have happened this offseason maybe don't occur. So now we're looking at, you know, they'll name a coach here probably sooner than later. And will they have to make some roster adjustments? Yeah, sure. But, you know, there are opportunities to buy out some players. There are opportunities to call up some players from Providence if needed. Or the biggest thing is they can go out free agency and bring in some complimentary players that might help this roster. And the other thing, too, is I know ever since David Pastrnak put out that video from the World Championships of him asking David Krejci if he was coming back, I mean, that's still a possibility. I can see a scenario, the new coach coming in, whoever that is, saying, okay, look, if David Krejci comes back, look, I'll promise you that you're on Pasta's wing, and then we'll have Bergeron and Marchand once he's healthy and ready to go up top. And there you go. And then we'll fill in the rest. So maybe this team, as not currently constituted, but has the potential to build that roster, has another, you know, kind of kick at the can, you know, so to speak. So, yeah, sure. After they make a decision or they announce that they have signed Bergeron, when that happens, I don't know. But if and when that happens, then they can start figuring things out from there. Tim Neely even said that during the season, the year-ending exit meetings with the media. So, yeah, they have some other decisions to make. But as of right now, I really like, you know, the decision by Bergeron to decide that he wants to come back.
Joe McDonald of the Worcester Telegram Gazette had the nugget that Patrice Bergeron looking to come back on a short-term deal. He's here with Gresham Keefe. You mentioned the word buyout, Joe. Is that a banned word in the Bruins organization? Can we really, like, can us Bruins fans really think that maybe one of these awful contracts might get bought out?
Yeah, it's not out of the realm of possibility, Gresh. I mean, the Bruins have done it in the past. But, again, they have to let all the pieces kind of fall into place to figure out, you know, what they want this roster to look like. And, you know, Cam Neely, Don Sweeney had said that, you know, they're looking for, you know, that new voice or a different voice, and they want to maybe play a different style of hockey. So, you know, depending on, again, who the coach is, then they sit down and they say, okay, this is a style of hockey that we want to play, or we want to get back to a style that, you know, the more physical aspect to the Bruins, maybe. I still think they play that under Bruce Cassidy, but then they figure out the roster from there. And so, I mean, again, there are possibilities to buy out some players, you know, to make some cap space, maybe give some younger players more of a look than they've gotten in the past. So who knows at this point, but it will be interesting to see what Don Sweeney and Cam Neely do and whoever the new coach is going to be. So we'll have to just wait and see.
Do you think they'll get a long-term deal done with David Pastrnak before the season?
I think that's probably maybe a wait and see. I know the Bruins in the past, and they even did it with Pastor prior to this current contract that they gave him. They waited to September, and they gave it to him. Like, there was a little bit of a – he missed training camp a couple days, and then they finally got it done, and he was happy with that. And I'm sure that they would, based on history and how they've signed other players for long-term extensions, I'm sure that Don Sweeney would like to get that done, even though there are – rumblings out there that Pasta wanted to be traded. But I think if, depending on who, again, who the new coach is going to be, and even if, say, if, you know, long shot if Krejci decides to come back, you know, that's going to appease David Pastrnak. And, you know, maybe he says, all right, let's get through this season and, you know, we'll go from there. But the Bruins, in my opinion, they need to sign him to a long-term extension. I'm sure that they want to sign him to a long-term extension, but it all comes down to if he's happy here in Boston, especially with all the changes. Look, like he was close with Torrey Krug, and Torrey Krug left. He was obviously close with Krejci, and he left. And there was talk about Bergeron possibly retiring. I'm sure that had an effect on him. And he's probably thinking, okay, who am I going to play with? I mean, he's had a great career because he's played with guys like Patrice Bergeron, Brad Marchand, David Krejci to some extent. So, of course, if he's having success playing with those guys, he wants those guys around him. And if not, then he has to figure out what he wants to do. So I think eventually the Bruins would want him long-term, but who knows? I mean, it's a business, and he's learned that based on all the points that I just made. So Again, another wait and see, but I think depending on who the new coach is going to be, then maybe Pasta's happy and he wants to stay here. Look, he's a future leader of this team, and he could be the face of the franchise with him and Charlie McAvoy of an original six team. So, again, who knows?
Joe, we've only got under a minute here, but who is it? Is it Quinn or is it Leach who ends up becoming the next Bruins head coach? Do you have a lean?
Gretch, if I had to put money on it, I would say David Quinn, only because he has NHL coaching experience. He has a relationship with guys like McAvoy, Grizzlick. Certainly he has a relationship with Pasta. And I just think that that could be the right choice. Now, I can also see a scenario possibly where even Jay Leach is on the coaching staff. Maybe you have David Quinn as a head coach and you bring in Leach as an assistant, if Seattle will allow that to happen. I think maybe even Joe Sacco stays on the coaching staff as well. So even though they had interviewed those five guys, maybe more that I had tweeted out a few weeks ago, I just think that maybe the best fit for this team right now is David Quinn. And again, let's see if they add Jay Leach to the coaching staff, because he was a big part of this organization for a long time and a guy that they thought could be a head coach with the Boston Bruins, but maybe just a lack of head coaching experience might hinder that. But again, I would say David Quinn is the leader in the clubhouse at this point.
At Joey Mac Hockey on Twitter, Joe McDonald of the Worcester Telegram and Gazette. Joey, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Good to connect. Great job, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
There we go. Joe McDonald, there you go, breaking it down. And so he's with David Quinn. I'm kind of the same thing. I don't think Leach is coming here
Quinn
to be an assistant, but it feels like it's the mighty Quinn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.